Grace and peace in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. What a joy it is to gather together today as Christian brothers and sisters on this absolutely beautiful Easter morning to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. I'm glad that it turned out to be this beautiful, because when I wrote these words down a couple of weeks ago, I really had no idea that it was going to be a beautiful Easter morning. I was taking my chances there. And you know, here in Texas, that is taking quite a chance, because we all know how weather in Texas can change rather rapidly from day to day. We've seen it many times this past winter again. One day it will be cold and rainy, and the next day it's sunny and 80 degrees out. It never ceases to amaze me what a difference a day makes. And you know, that's not just true of the weather. That's true of our lives as well. One day, everything can be rolling along just fine. We're cruising along down the highway of life. Marriage is good, kids are healthy, bills are paid. And then wham, a giant boulder falls on your car and changes everything. And those boulders can come in many shapes and sizes, from something as big as losing your home to a fire or a tornado, to something as small and everyday as your kids getting the flu. But those boulders, large or small, can wreak havoc in our lives. Yes, it is amazing how greatly things can change in just the matter of a day. But you know, that's not just true of bad things. That's also true of good things. One day you can be told you have cancer and you think that you're going to die. And the next day you get a call from the doctor who lets you know that it's not the kind they thought it was. It's very treatable and you're going to be okay. One day you're out of work and the next day you land an amazing job. One day you're single and lonely and the next day you meet that someone special. And all of a sudden start building this amazing relationship. You know, we see it again and again in our lives. From smooth sailing to terrible storms and then back to calm waters. It's sometimes almost hard to believe what a difference a day can make. Well, you can bet that truth wasn't lost on the women who were on their way to Jesus' tomb on that first Easter morning. They had seen Jesus arrive into Jerusalem to the cheers and the praise of the crowds. And then only days later, those cheers of acclamation had turned into shouts of crucifixion. And then those shouts turned to actions, and before they knew it, their Lord and Savior was dead. They had seen what a difference a day could make, and that difference had rocked their world. They went to the tomb that morning to anoint a very dead Jesus, to anoint him for his rest and his decay in the tomb. Their hearts were burdened with anguish and heavy with sorrow over the boulder that had fallen into their lives, the boulder of Jesus' death. A boulder which they envisioned as too big to ever be moved. And as they each lamented over that boulder that had fallen upon them, that boulder that had crushed their hopes and their dreams for the future, they also worried about another boulder in their lives, the boulder that stood between themselves on the outside of the tomb and the boulder where Jesus was on the inside of the tomb. But when they arrived at the tomb, they saw that that boulder was no longer an issue because it had been moved and removed from the tomb. And then they entered the tomb and they saw an angel there who told them that Jesus wasn't dead anymore. He'd risen from the dead. And suddenly that other boulder that was weighing heavy upon them, they realized had also been moved and removed from their lives. With trembling and astonishment, they fled from the tomb, probably more convinced than ever what a difference a day can make. What an amazing roller coaster of emotions those women had been on in just a few days. Not just the women, all of the disciples. They started out on Palm Sunday with satisfaction and anticipation and pleasure. And then Good Friday, they sunk down to doubt and disbelief and fear and confusion and despair. And now Easter Sunday, they were back up to jubilation and celebration and overwhelming joy. It's almost hard to imagine that emotional and spiritual extremes that Jesus' followers experienced, and all in the matter of just a couple of days. It's almost hard to even imagine it. Or is it? My guess is that most of you, if not all of you, have found yourselves experiencing those same emotional and spiritual extremes as life's boulders have come crashing down on and crashing in upon you. But I wonder, when you've gone from those highs to those lows, and you've seen what a difference a day can make in a very negative way in your life, are you then also able to believe what a difference a day can make in a positive way also? Do you approach those boulders like the women that morning, thinking they are too large and too devastatingly big to ever be moved? Or do you trust in God to move and remove them from your life? That's what Easter's all about. You see, that's why the resurrection of Jesus matters. Not just for our eternal life with God someday, but also for here and now. It's not just about our eternal salvation. Easter's also about our daily rejuvenation. Christ's victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil through His suffering and death on the cross and His resurrection from the grave shows us what a difference God can make in our lives in a matter of just a day. As Jesus went from dead to alive from Saturday to Sunday, so we have gone from dead to alive, lost to found, forgiven or damned to forgiven in the moments of our baptism. In that sacred act, God poured out upon us the entire death and resurrection of Jesus. And in that sacred act, God removed the boulder of sin and death from our lives. And so it is that each and every day that we live in our baptism, that we live in Christ, is a new day. A day in which can bring about a world of changes. As He brought Jesus from death to life on that first Easter morn, so He brings us from death to life also. He can move and remove those boulders that burden us. Those boulders that threaten to separate us, not only from Him, but from our daily joy of living. We worry about so many things in our lives. So many things we don't need to worry about. Because we forget what a difference a day can make. And we forget that our God is in the business of moving and removing boulders. My prayer for each of you this morning, as you return home from this house of worship, as the women returned home from the tomb that Easter morn, that you would return knowing in your heart that Jesus has risen from the dead. And because He has risen and because He is alive, there is nothing in your life, my life, our lives, that is so bad, nothing that is so devastating that God cannot move it or remove it. That's the assurance of the resurrection. That's the hope and the promise of Easter. To God be the glory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.